A group of Native American women from Utah have spent the past year promoting healing across the U.S. by dancing in something called a jingle dress. The garment gets its name from the distinctive sound it makes when it's in motion, and it has a history that dates back to the influenza pandemic of 1918. Brian Bull of member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, caught up with the performers of the Jingle Dress Project as they toured the Pacific Northwest.
In a parking lot teeming with tourists in Cannon Beach, Oregon, sisters Erin and Dionne Tapahi and their friend Sunny Begay help each other put on dresses adorned with beadwork, fur, and hundreds of metal cones called jingles. It's not always a smooth process. It's a lighthearted moment for an event with somber beginnings. Erin Tapahi says the jingle dress originated in Minnesota over a century ago.
An Ojibwe father, his daughter was sick with the Spanish flu, and he had a dream of a way to heal her, and he dreamt of the jingle dress. And when he woke up, he told his wife, and his wife made four jingle dresses, and four of the women in the community were dancing, and they were dancing throughout the night, and by morning, his daughter, who was sick, was healed.
The Jingle Dress Project's founder is Eugene Tapahi. Like everyone else in the group, he's Navajo, or as they call themselves, Diné. COVID-19 ravaged the tribe last year, claiming one of his aunts in Arizona. Depressed, angry, and fearful for the future, Tapahi says he had a dream where he was in a bison-covered meadow as the sun set.
And as I was looking out onto the grass, I saw several jingle dress dancers come into the grass, and it seemed like they were dancing with the bison, and everything was unified, and it was beautiful, and I felt like there was a peace that came over me. In my dream, I could feel I was healing, like I was healing from the pain that I was feeling.
In the 13 months since, Tapahi, his daughters Erin and Dionne, and family friends Joanie and Sunny Begay have traveled more than 30,000 miles across the U.S., visiting places like New York Central Park and Devil's Tower in Wyoming. This past weekend, the Jingle Dress Project visited Cannon Beach's landmark, Haystack Rock. Sunny Begay and Dionne Tapahi say people often ask them to pray for friends and relatives as they dance.
We're praying and we're thinking about somebody that maybe needs good prayers at the moment, or a family that's going through a hard time, or just a friend who needs some upliftment.
So it's really cool to be able to have a special connection with those people, to know that we are doing something specifically for different people and for different causes other than our own.
The dancers also talk about missing and murdered Indigenous women, land reclamation, and promoting social and racial harmony. Ashley Miller came from Olympia, Washington to see them.
They're traveling, acknowledging the native lands, using their voice to bring awareness and acknowledgement. It's nice to see this next generation of youth and dancers, so that's why I came.
The Jingle Dress Project is supported by donations and sales of commemorative scarves and T-shirts. Their next announced stop is in Seattle. Eugene Tapahi says they've also been invited to Hawaii and Australia. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Bull in Cannon Beach, Oregon.